Hi guys, this is Innocent Mwangi. Today I came across this interesting quote by Morgan Freeman, and it says, "Don't let getting lonely make you reconnect with toxic people. Don't let getting lonely make you reconnect with toxic people." And then he goes on to say that you should not drink poison just because you're thirsty. And this got me to thinking, you know, one of the things that we need to avoid today is toxic people. There are people that you meet, they have nothing good to say about you. In other words, they are always seeking to pull you down. They are always seeking to, you know, dim your shine. And every time you meet with them, you leave them feeling like you're drained. You know, and he says, you know, sometimes when loneliness can make you, desperate to reconnect with people. And in the process, you want to reconnect with just anyone who comes your way. But then you should not let, you know, getting lonely, that the fact that you're lonely doesn't mean that you should be open to anyone that comes your way, including toxic people. Because toxic people can really pull you down. They can really set you back. So make sure, even as you look for relationships, even as you look for people to connect and to reconnect with, make sure you're not doing it just because you're lonely or just because you're desperate to be approved by others, to the point whereby anyone that comes, including toxic people, is the one that you embrace. So please don't let getting lonely or the feeling of being alone make you reconnect with anyone that you come across, including toxic people. Be comfortable in the skin that God put you in. Be comfortable in your own space. Be comfortable in your own skin. And you will be able to attract the right people towards you, the people that are going to help you towards your destiny. And loneliness, being alone, doesn't mean, it's not necessarily a bad thing. Maybe it's a place of quiet, a place of, you know, of solitude, a time when God wants you to be more sensitive to Him, to be more attentive to Him, to be more attuned to Him. God wants you to be comfortable in the skin that He put you in. And you should not let the fact that you're lonely, the fact that there are not many people around you, doesn't mean that you're going to embrace all. You should embrace anyone that comes your way. Don't let getting lonely make you reconnect with toxic people. Make sure you're good all by yourself. Make sure you're whole all by yourself before you even engage with others, before even you relate with others. Come from a good place. Come from a good place. You know, Instagram has this thing today. When you're posting a photo, they always say, they give you options where to pick, you know, the kind of status you're in, and it says in my good place, in my happy place. You know, be in a happy place with yourself even before you engage with others, because when you engage with toxic people, they can poison you. They can pull you down. They can mess you up. So make sure before you move out, before you go and engage with others, make sure you're whole. Make sure you're happy. Make sure you're joyful. Make sure you're not depending on others. You're not clutching on others. You're not latching on others. And especially if those people happen to be toxic people, they will pull you down. So please don't let getting lonely make you reconnect with toxic people. Because you should not drink poison just because you're thirsty. So until next time, this is Innocent Mwangi saying goodbye.